USA Radio News with Wendy King.
LabCorp and Quest are in the process now of distributing and marketing coronavirus tests all across America.
Vice President Mike Pence giving an update with the President's Task Force on the Virus. The President says he's doing his best to fight the virus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump says his administration is working very closely with the cruise ship industry on the growing coronavirus threat.
They're taking very strong steps in terms of people going on and going off, but they're spending a lot of money and they're working very hard, and we're going to be helping that industry.
Meeting with health insurers at the White House, Vice President Pence insists the full resources of the federal government are being focused on the growing coronavirus crisis, including pushing out accurate test kits.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Stocks have recouped most of their historic losses from Monday as Wall Street hopes that the government will try to cushion the economic pain from the coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shot up 1,167 points, the S&P 500 was up 135, and the NASDAQ jumped up 393 points. Former Vice President Joe Biden has won Michigan's Democratic primary, seizing a key battleground state that helped propel Bernie Sanders' insurgent candidacy 4 years ago. Biden also won Missouri, Idaho, and Mississippi. Sanders had been hoping to pull off a victory in Michigan, where his win 4 years ago lent much-needed credibility to his 2016 primary challenge with Hillary Clinton. The state is also vitally important since President Trump's win there was so narrow 4 years ago. Democrats are hoping to show they have the strength to flip it back. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Poachers have killed two rare white giraffes, an adult and her calf, in Kenya, according to conservationists. They were two of the only three known white giraffes at the conservancy. The two giraffes had a genetic condition which is called leucism. It differs from albinism in that it results in a partial loss of pigmentation. In albinism, animals have no melanin or pigment at all. Both conditions are dangerous for animals in the wild because it hurts their ability to camouflage and hide from predators. The mother and calf were first spotted on camera in 2017. The Kenya Wildlife Society said it's investigating the deaths. The motives of the poachers is still unclear. Pop star Miley Cyrus is canceling her Friday benefit show in Australia because of an official warning about the coronavirus. She said, despite the cancellation, she'll still be making a donation to help the victims of the Australian brushfire. Cyrus was briefly married to Australian actor Liam Hemsworth. They lost their home in California during a wildfire in 2018. Just hours after Cyrus canceled her concert, organizers said next month's Coachella and Stagecoach music festivals in California will be postponed until October. The Coachella lineup included Travis Scott, Frank Ocean, and Rage Against the Machine. Scheduled to perform at Stagecoach Country Festival, Carrie Underwood, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Eric Church. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.